All right, how's it going? Joe Sanchez sitting here. For the last, 20-something hours, I've been in the studio kind of just going around and playing any and everything I could find in the studio. I'm joined here this morning with operations manager Jeff Adams. Jeff, what's going on, man?
Joe, what the hell are you doing?
Playing everything. It's, you know.
Yeah, we just got an email from some guy who said he hadn't heard the Ramones yet. He hasn't been listening.
Yeah, I play the Ramones. I can certainly say
we play the Ramones quite a few times.
Yeah.
Fish? You're not supposed to be playing Fish.
But it's good.
Well, our consultant has sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit upset.
You think?
Let me read some of the points of his email. Right. You must play songs like Carry On Wayward Son, Stairway to Heaven, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Freebird, and Dream On every 14 to 18 hours. That's according to our consultant. Additionally, there are only 6 good Led Zeppelin songs, 5 good Rush songs, 5 good Aerosmith songs, and 1 Grateful Dead song that you should play.
Has he been drinking since he wrote that email to you? What's up with that?
Well, what is that 1 Grateful Dead song?
I don't know. What is he saying? Trucking or something like
Trucking,
that?
Trucking, Casey Jones, I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, he goes on to say, artists like Frank Zappa, that's another one that I've heard.
I like Frank Zappa.
I got an email from some guy who isn't listening long enough. Anyway, you got to listen a little bit longer before you make a knee-jerk reaction. Artists like Frank Zappa, Bob Marley, and the Wailers, and the Ramones should never be played. This from our consultant. Our listeners also don't like bands. This is going to hurt, Joe. He says, our listeners also don't like bands like Soundgarden, Jane's Addiction, Candlebox, Cracker, Buck Cherry, and bands of that ilk.
Ilk?
I-L-K.
Oh, God.
So that's from our consultant.
Well, can I throw something in there?
Sure.
Here's a problem I have with the consultant. Number one, rock music, and I've been saying this for a while now. I mean, it's just so broad, it's so out there, and rock music is based on not ever having rules. When did rock music suddenly get rules that we have to play certain songs by the Grateful Dead or by, you know, insert typical band here? When did that come into play?
Well,
and why is that supposed to make sense?
Well, you know, I'll say honestly, Joe, yesterday when you first started doing this, I was in my consultant's corner. I was in his corner. But now I must say, after the listening for the last 26 hours, I think you're on the right track. I really do.
Thank you.
And our consultant is now working at Sheetz. So he had to find another job.
Bye-bye.
Couple of emails from listeners here.
All right.
From Kelly, it is so great to hear all these back of the racks rock songs by our favorite bands. Probably the first and last time I'll ever get to hear Wrathchild America on the radio. Well, Kelly, keep listening. It's not going to be the last time.
Yeah.
From Martin, he's out there and we're loving it. I think they mean you.
Okay.
He's out there. What a great selection of tunes. Just what a rock station should be. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We've gotten a lot of emails. What's that email address again?
JoeSanchez@rockfan.com.
JoeSanchez@rockfan.com. So, the answer machine just picked up there.
Yeah. See, that's another thing, too. People have been leaving messages so much that our answering machine is full.
Yeah, and there's smoke coming out of it. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
But
you see what
I'm saying, though? I mean, why do we need to have...
Like I said, Joe, yesterday, 26 hours ago, I was thinking, you know, our consultant is right. We should be playing Carry On Wayward Son every 14 to 18 hours because that's what I was taught.
Right.
By our consultant.
So we have to unteach?
He's no longer in radio. So so I think we're going to go with what you, based on the emails, based on the phone calls, I think we're going to go with what you've been doing.
Thank
for the
you.
Last 26 hours. Now we got to come up with a name for the radio station. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I mean, we're still playing the classic stuff. We're still rocking. We're obviously still real and right here. So, but we also want to dip into some of the newer stuff.
We're going to play Candlebox?
Sure.
Dave Matthews Band?
Why not? By the way, it's an awesome drummer, by the way, Dave Matthews Band.
We're going to play lots of Soundgarden.
I'm cool with that.
Because I know that's one of your favorites.
Best voice in rock and roll today.
All right, so we can't be real classic rock anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
it's a little bit too narrow.
Yeah, it pigeonholes us.
Yeah.
So if we're going to play the classic stuff as well as some of the newer stuff, why don't we just, I don't know, how about just Rock 104.9, 105.5?
Rock 104.9, 105.5, okay.
How about everything that rocks?
everything that rocks. Well, let me repeat that. Rock 104.9, 105.5, everything that rocks. Well, we certainly are playing everything that rocks.
Yeah.
Rock 104.9, 105.5, everything that rocks. Is that what you want to go with?
I think, you know what, to me that works, dude.
Is that what you want to go with?
That says it all.
All right, well, I don't even have a consultant to ask anymore because he's no longer in radio, so that's what we're going to go with.
WWRE Berryville, WWRT Strasburg, everything that rocks. Rock 104.9, 105.5.